into your radio check.
Kix, hey Bill. 4 Yankee Charlie India, KO4HKX.
Sir.
And your radio sounding good.
I'm okay. A lot of running around, it seems like, for the weekend. Not a lot of relaxation, but hey, it's part and parcel, right?
Same here. Feel like I haven't slowed down this weekend. Still out moving about.
My mobile radio, I finally messed around and installed one in the car.
Hopefully we'll hear you on the air more often now.
Foray is going to be HF, and I'm probably going to stick with 10 meters for a minute until I decide to get the gumption to take the general test.
Piece of advice, and this is something I learned, don't wait too long because a lot of the stuff from tech will transfer over, and then the stuff from your general will work over into your extra, so just keep that in mind.
Do you do any HF stuff?
A little bit, but I am not a fan of just making contacts and giving a signal report and moving on. I like to have a conversation or a QSO with somebody, and so I don't do a whole lot of it.
What kind of radio do you use for HF?
The 991A, the Yaesu 991A.
I want to buy a used Kenwood or a new Anytone makes what supposedly is a pretty decent 10-meter only radio out there.
I would go with the Kenwood. Even if you're not going to use the full capability of it, when you do get ready, it'll be there, and you're only spending the money one time.
Same philosophy I use when I'm buying a gun nowadays. Buy once, cry once.
Please.
Meter just to, or I want to go HF just to have the capability. And I look upon all of this daily contact stuff I try to strike up as just repetition for if something bad happens and then we actually had to put something in, you know, use the hams for something else.
I did quite a bit of that here just a few months ago, and it's nice to have that capability, and on 10 meters, you're not going to get to use it a whole lot, just to be honest with you, because there's not much on it.
I turned down the one that I'm, the other frequency I'm monitoring. What did you say? Can you say again?
My experience, you're not going to hear a whole lot on 10 meters. I do monitor it when I'm in the tool truck, but I don't hear a whole lot on it because it's one of those bands that's got to be open to be able to use it.
Helene, you were on this frequency a lot because I was monitoring SC Cares every morning before I did the show.
Repeater has the net control for, what, about 9 or 10 days straight.
Listen to one of your nets back in early October. That was what fascinated me, the coordination and everything that was going on, and I just didn't know that was there.
And, from my understanding, the nightly net at 9 o'clock on this repeater is the longest running net in the nation.
That?
I was doing the net then all day long from about 4 in the morning till 9, right at 9 o'clock at night, and then the net controller for the nightly net would take over.
Sir, is there a group in, I'm a member of a group in Cherokee County, but is there a group in Greenville that is a ham group?
The Greenville Club, the Brars Club, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club.
I have to look into that. I'd like to be affiliated with as many as I can, because I just see this as a vital piece of equipment or a vital piece of the toolkit in the event of things going really sideways.
It's proven to be a vital piece of a toolkit there in Helene, because they're for several days this was all the communication there was in the area, with the few repeaters that were up.
Monitoring this one, and I would hear people getting up and taking multiple generators out and going to check on somebody and going to get their medication or take food or get firewood or not firewood, not you know what I'm saying. People were going out and trying to take care of their neighbor, and I heard that all being coordinated here.
There was a lot of that going on, and you can go back and pull the recordings and listen to it if you're ever interested in that. It's all recorded.
Charlie India for identification. My question for you. I had Phil Cook trying to gather information before the show, and I was asking, and somebody thought that I wanted to actually broadcast what was going on over the radio, over the on the ham, on the over the radio waves itself. Is there a way to actually do that?
Is, but I don't know it, and that was me that Phil spoke to.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I kind of thought that was the deal.
Trying to keep... I don't know the legality of that, and so at that point in time, I was just like, I don't know. And but come to find out, I think it would have been perfectly fine. So at that time, I was just trying to play it safe.
You always want to play it safe. Let me. I have to exist in a. I exist in an environment where if someone really says a bad word and we don't dump it, we're in big trouble. So I fully get that whole make sure you're not doing something bad.
Well, did you enjoy your vacation?
I had to fill out expense sheets and I had to cut commercials and had to do a lot of things that were work related that. And it's probably because I waited this late to take time off that all of this had to be done. So I'm much happier being back at work. It makes my day a little easier to structure.
That's usually the way it is. Go back to work so you can recover from the days off.
I'm going to get rolling. I'm not good enough yet to be talking on the radio while I drive the car because when I drive the car, I'm always picturing myself as one of those TIE fighter pilots. So I will be talking to you later, and it was good to speak with you today. KQ4 Yankee Charlie India, clear and monitoring.
My pleasure talking to you, and thanks for everything you do on the air. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear. 73.